Brace yourself. You might be inclined to move.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Sanovia, and you've just entered
the energy zone.
No, but for real, I'm so happy that you're here with me. I am the resident instigator, sparker, and energizer of all things joy and all things you. I'm so happy that you're here for another episode of Energy. Y'all ready? You might as well dance with me before the episode starts. Hey, let's go. Let's go. I'ma always pump you up. Have opened my phone to record a podcast for y'all, and here's why. I start projects that I feel as if I'm passionate about, and I know it's something I can do, and then slowly I become overwhelmed because I'm a person of many passions. Imagine having many passions and partners and how overwhelming, some people may like that, but how overwhelming that could be to have three men on my side. And I'm like, oh my God, who do I choose? I've always been a very multifaceted, I guess they call it nowadays, multi-hyphenate creative, where I can do so many things, and it's often caused a lot of non-movement, actually. It's usually caused me to not thrive the way I should thrive. I've listened to voices for so long of people telling me, oh, I see you doing this, whether it be voiceover work, whether it be acting, whether it be just singing, whether it be a coach, whether it be, I'm trying to think what else, a writer, whether it be a social media and communication specialist. You know, you're so good at social media. Why don't you, you know, whether it be a teacher, a course creator, a sales person, whatever it is, it's crazy for me to sit here and think that my issue is that I can be too good at too many things. And one may think that is such a great issue to have, but for those people who just have focused on one thing their whole lives, maybe they chose, and I think that's the big word, right? They could have, many of us can be good at many things, but are we choosing the thing we see ourselves doing? And maybe those people chose that one thing, or their parents chose it for them. They pursued music, and now they're one of the greatest musicians of all time. While they may like to also dance, they may like to also write stories. They may also like to run. Maybe they're super athletic. They picked one thing. So I come to you today, old wretched woman that I am, with pain in my upper back, with achings in my knee, asking you to be patient, not only with me, but with yourself, with wherever you are in the process, because your energy, because your ideas, because your spirit deserves to be experienced and seen. And it may take time, it may take 10 years, it may take 5, it may take 3 months until you figure this thing out. And that's where I'm at right now. I've been feeling myself in the space of wanting to write more poetry lately and wanting to speak more lately. So I was like, hey, maybe I should get back to my podcast so I can express my emotions. And I think y'all are about to experience, like, yes, I am still your hype woman. I am still the person that's going to pump you up. But I'm also navigating being human first, not just being quote on unquote first, right? Like, I don't just want to be on. You know, we say, if you know what on, think about a power button. And it's like, I know how to walk into a room. I could be fully upset, but I can walk into a room like, hello, hey, how are you? You know, you go to work, right? I'm tired of being on. I just want to be. That's the tattoo on my left arm, my inner left arm. It just says be. And that's my desire, is to be. And this is me finding joy. So I am on a space right now, in a space right now where I am deciding to just choose myself. And that's hard. When I'm so used to choosing others, I'm so used to compromising, I'm so used to justifying, I'm so used to not doing the thing I really want to do, not singing out loud because I really want to, not dancing in the middle of a train or while it's raining outside. Because of what it may look like to others. And I'm tired of caring. So, welcome back to the Energy Check. I hope that you are well. And if you are not well, know that I am also not well with you. I'm well enough, though. I'm functioning. I'm crying. I'm loving. I'm trying. I'm doing what I can right now. So while this is hard to post for me, because I always want people to experience Synovia as like, hey, hey y'all, that's what I want y'all to experience. I just want you to know me first. Alrighty. See you next time.